After spending 9 months with the Institute of Artificial Intelligence in Lugano, Switzerland, artist Alina Munatsukanya has created a piece of work based on her experience.
These are real robots.
Yes. Yes, these are robots that are basically used for education purposes.
Munatsukanya's piece features 9 of those wheeled robots dancing and interacting with each other, while software tracks their movements and projects the results in real time. Her unique use for the robots took her co-workers at the Institute of Artificial Intelligence by surprise.
At the very last day that I was there, I did some sort of a installation for them with the robots and the projection and everything. So then they saw the art vision, that something that for them is a tool for research, for me it could be art. And I think they understand that, that they started getting excited.
Getting scientists excited about art and artists excited about science is exactly what the Swiss Artists in Labs program is all about, says Irene Heidegger, who helped found the program in 2007.
This is a way of getting in contact and to kind of develop a new potential of building bridges, really. And if these worlds never meet, I think everybody is just going into one direction, and you kind of miss the chance to maybe see, oh, there is a connection there.
8 of the Swiss Artists in Lab pieces are on display at the Leonardo through August in the exhibition Think Art, Think Science. The museum is also discounting its admission price for the spring from $14 to $9. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.